Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How are you today? Are you on vacation this week? A lot of folks are. Maybe next week, huh? The two biggest vacation weeks of the year, right here around the 4th of July holiday celebration. And of course, maybe you're spending your summer months enjoying remote work and some flexibility and some freedom. A lot of companies are calling folks back in September. Is that you? Not me. I'm going to maintain that freedom. You should too. I'll teach you how. It's the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. And today, talking about having some good habits and using them on a regular basis. And you should be. And if you're not, we're going to spin your head around and get you thinking about that today just a bit. I just had that conversation with my wife just a bit ago. Because, you know, we're remote. We're in Edinburgh, Virginia, in the Shenandoah Valley, in the motor coach, spending a few months as we seek out a new place to live, the perfect home. I just decided it might be kind of fun to be between homes and to go remote and have some fun and do things really differently. And frankly, just kind of toss everything up in the air and go, up. Let's see what happens. But I was chatting with my wife about that, and she immediately thought she was on vacation. I said, well, we're kind of on vacation because we have a lot more time right now, but not really. We need to establish some routines. In other words, get your habits that you've been doing so successfully for so long. Don't let them go away and establish a routine that you know works for you. And it didn't take long, about 5 days before we got right back into that. We'll talk more about that today. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Can I share two things with you? Over the years, I've done a whole bunch of coaching and consulting, pretty much every variety you can imagine. A lot of it very, very high performance, highly driven type A individuals, and sometimes not. But those folks come to me, the ones that are just raring to get things done, they come to me and they just want to push harder and harder and harder. And there are two things that I always have to work very, very hard to get them to do. And when I do, they have success, they get back balanced, get balanced again, and life begins to go the direction they wanted to go. Ready? Number one is this. I always say we need to slow down. My first goal is to take somebody who's spinning and slow them down. Hold them back. What? Scott, you're going to hold people back? Yeah, I do. Because when they slow down, it creates some space. And they can start to see what's really important. They're not caught up in the drama of the day, if you will. That's number one. So I try to slow folks down. They don't have to stay there forever. We just want to get them focused, and then they can speed up again. But also, I like to create space and time. I like to recognize the fact that you cannot solve issues, you cannot get clarity, you can't figure out what your next step in life is going to be when you're all caught up in day-to-day. So the very next thing that I do is I look for that space. Once I slow them down, I say, just stay there for a while. Well, how long? How long should I stay here? I don't know. Just relax. Go to the gym. Read a book. Do what you have to do, but give it some space. Chill a little bit. I promise you, in a couple of weeks, everything begins to make sense. When you step back a little bit and just observe, suddenly your brain goes to you, hey, this is kind of cool. I have an idea you might like to do. If you don't give it that time, it never happens. So if you're spinning like crazy, slow down and give yourself a little bit of space. And over the summertime is just a great time to do it. In a way, that's what I'm doing this summer, giving myself some space to make some changes as I roll forward here into the second half of the year. So today, let's talk about good habits and a good life. I don't think it takes a whole lot of mind power to understand that whatever result you want in life is probably a result of a daily habit. It's what you do every single day. And yeah, it may seem boring because habits can be that way. When you get success in your life, when you get things rolling along pretty well, it's probably very ritualistic. It's something you're doing on a very regular basis, and you just do it. If you go to the gym every single day, 4 or 5 days a week at least, if you just consistently get up and go to the gym, you're probably going to have a pretty good looking physique. If you eat well every single day, you're probably going to be healthy. If you consistently earn money and save money every single day, even though it may be boring, you're probably going to do okay. So we can agree with that, right? Every single day, what you do as a daily habit is really going to change your life. Now, according to the dictionary, what is a habit? It is a settled or regular tendency or practice. It's something that is especially one, it's hard to give up is what it is. Essentially, they're good or bad, it's hard to give up. But it's settled or a regular tendency. We all know what habits are, and we all want to break bad habits. We all want good habits. I will give you a little inside secret, something the show is about today. If you have bad habits, the easiest way to break a bad habit is not to hold yourself back. Your willpower is not going to help you do that. You have to use your free will. And you use your free will, and you decide something that's going to replace your bad habit. It's very simple. If you're not eating well, don't try to stop eating bad stuff. Just focus on the good stuff and get yourself to do it. Over time, it will replace, and the bad habit will just go away. So good habits or bad habits, they are hard to give up no matter what. If that's the case, I say, let's go ahead and choose good habits because it's going to change your life. Now, there was a survey. They said 233 self-made millionaires responded to this survey, and there were certain things that they had in common and did every single day. I spent a lot of time working with folks who are doing really, really well. And they said, Scott, you know, I just read that these folks, that they're doing the things that I want to do. There's certain things that they're doing, so I want to do those. I need your help to do it. I said, great. Yeah, that's what we do around here, always, every single day. So, you know, I know what people that have made a lot of money, and let's move away from the money as well. Let's move to success and say family or whatever you want, spirituality, it doesn't really matter. Whatever you become a success in life with, there are certain things you are probably doing every single day, and a couple of them are these. You're probably getting up early. Now, early is relative. My wife gets up at about 5:30 in the morning. I don't do 5:30 unless I have to. I tend to get up a little bit later than that. Not a whole lot later, just a little bit. But it's me. She gets up really early. I don't. They read a lot. Not necessarily in the morning. I read a lot all day long. If I have chance, I'm going to sit down and take a half hour or an hour and read something. Not a tremendous amount of time, but just enough. Over time, over the days and the weeks as they pass, dozens and dozens and dozens of books get read. So you get up early and you read a lot. Something that really successful people do as well, and I will tell you that most folks I know that haven't achieved what they want to achieve and they keep talking about achieving what they want to achieve, they're not spending any time, just a little bit, 15 to 30 minutes a day, of focused thinking. Not journaling, not meditating. Scott, meditating is my thinking. It's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be no thinking, right? They spend 15 to 30 minutes a day focused on yourself, what you want to be doing, where your life is heading. When I ask you to do your homework on a Monday, that's what I'm asking you to do. So if you got up a little bit earlier, and if you read a lot whenever you possibly could, and if you spent about 30 minutes a day focus on, well, where's your life heading? What do you want to do? Do you think that might change? Good habits done daily create success. If you make exercise a priority, if you spend time with people who inspire you, if you pursue your own goals, instead of always building somebody else's company or working for somebody else or building somebody else's relationship, always being there to help somebody else, and that's a good thing to do. I do it every single day. But you take the time to do it for yourself as well. When you do that, your life will change. In only good ways, because it becomes a settled habit. Something you're doing every single day that's good for you, and if it's good for you, it's very likely going to be good for everybody around you. That settled habit, done consistently, will maintain everything you have. Your success will stay the same. You'll build upon that foundation. Amazing things can happen. Sleeping good, multiple streams of income, avoiding time wasters and negative people. That's another way to spend your time, I think. If you want better results, it's simple. Just have a solid list of good habits you do every single day. So your assignment today is to look at all the good stuff you could and should and, well, you probably would be doing if you thought about it, and to spend some time thinking about it and make sure you get those back in your life today. You can do it, and you know that's what's holding you back. Don't worry about the stuff that is holding you back, the bad stuff, the people that are uninspiring, the things you're not getting to, the procrastination, all that kind of. Don't worry about that stuff. Focus on the good that moves you forward. Watch what happens. Eventually, everything will just go that direction. Tomorrow on this very program, removing blocks that get in your way. Why they got there, who do you blame, what's getting in your way on, and how do you get rid of them? That's tomorrow's show, Friday, by the way. How to Maintain Your Momentum, another great program, something to make sure you listen to. See you tomorrow right here.